But
well, everybody, it's Thursday, March 23rd, and this is our weekly Thursday COS call. Okay, so let's get going here with what's going on throughout the districts of the nation as far as getting COS started in your local community. I don't know if I don't have any specific agenda for tonight's call, except for the fact that, you know, anybody that has any needs or problems or questions on how to do that or to reach out to somebody. I mean, we have different people. We actually have, like, we have tri-state COSs where three states have gotten together and they run their COSs together because they have a sparse population, and that seems to be working out well. So don't be afraid to reach to your neighbor, you know, whoever else is a state, you know, or county guy in next door or whatever you got to do, where maybe you can share, your meetings together, you know, if you got a county central location where everybody can get together and have that meeting. And I mean, that's how we started the common law grand jury. Sometimes we constituted three counties in one night by getting three counties together in one particular place and voting on it and doing all three counties because people from all three counties showed up. This thing should be no different than that. You should be able to get together with people and pull them together and try to move this thing along. So if anybody has anything, the floor is open.
I'd like to say something.
Go ahead, Robert.
Well, you know, I know we got a list of people who volunteered to work on forming COS in their counties, but do we have a list of those that are actually formed?
You know what? I think we do. I have to ask Jan that. I mean, we have, you know, and I'll tell you, going by some of the data that Ron Flick gave me, I'm going to tell you something. The people, the counties and the people that took the Constitution course are the ones that are most active and do the most work. So that, you know, take that for whatever it's worth.
I've already gone with that. But I'm trying to figure out where we stand and how do we know where we stand if we don't even know how many counties that we have a COS formed in. And why haven't we got more formed? I mean, what are we doing? Are we, you know, how are we going about it? Are we actually doing something, or is we just having a phone conversation and getting NLA members together and talking about it? Or are
Can I address your question?
Well, I'm still talking.
Okay, when you're done, then.
What I would like to, you know, it's not about just NLA members. We're talking about people in our counties. We need to be holding county meetings of the people in those counties. Are we doing that? Are we even advertising to get people together? Or have we even got, oh my God, just a second. I'm having a little medical issue here, it seems. But I'm wondering if we are even addressing the public yet, formed a few core groups?
Well, there's certain counties that are doing great, like up in Illinois, that Tri-County. They're in their town. They're in the school boards. They're in their towns. They've had victories. They're going to meetings. They're doing things. And that's that particular group up there. They're very active. That's not up to NLA. That's up to you people in your counties. We see, we don't want to run them. You're supposed to get them together, and you're supposed to run them on your local issues with your local people. What we're supposed to be doing here is if you have a problem or you need to get together with somebody, you need to network. That's what this is about. But, you know, we're not holding the reins here on the local stuff. That's up to you guys to go out there, make the connections, start the things, and get active. And we have a couple of active ones, and they're very active, and they're doing real good. We actually have some down here in the city that are working. Now, I don't know, you mentioned something about do we have a list, and that's a good question. I had thought that when you formed your COS, you were supposed to send us a confirmation of that so that we would know that you had a COS.
Well,
I mean, the COS is...
Somebody should.
I think there is one. I'll have to ask Jan. If there's not one, though, people need to check in and let us know what they've done. You know what I mean? That way, at least we know.
And we got to know that once the core group is formed, I'm hoping that they know what they're supposed to be doing, because once a core group is formed, it's really out of our hands.
Absolutely.
Then
that's
go to
a
the
good
counties.
Point. Right, right. Because we can't lead them, because they got their own issues. And like you said, they got to know. That's why you need those courses, so that you have the civic action. You're going to be doing it properly.
Right. And also, you know, the way things are right now, everywhere, we need these COSs formed. We can't be just relying on one source of information. We need to be using information from any source that is viable and to get these things formed. We're out of time. We don't have the time to waste. And so we need to get the core groups formed, and hopefully we've taught them what they need to know before we have to turn them loose. And
well, you know what, Gary, a couple things have happened. You might not know about it because I don't know that we've talked about it yet, but we've had some major national groups that are very interested in locking hips with us. And one of them in the Northeast here is Scope, and they have 60,000 members, and they're very interested in the COS. They're active in every county in New York State and throughout the Northeast. I mean, you may not know about them out West. They're a gun group, and Gun Owners of America is another one. So we're trying to network with them, and there's no reason that we can't do that. I mean, these guys are perfect for this, and that's what you guys should be doing.
We need to. That's something that's definitely needed to get to the Liberty groups. They need to know about it, what's going on. They need to know. They need to get into the websites of both the, you know, they need to get into the NLA's website. They need to get into the committee.org and any other source that they can to find out about it. They need to know the legitimacy of what we're doing and how to do it. And they need to be interested in doing it. And so the only way they can do that is if they know about it. And when they have groups already set up like that as a Liberty group, then there's no reason in the world why they can't just fly out of there, as long as they have the information.
Well, we had one of our members that went to a Scope meeting that made a email that kind of like to their members, and we liked it so much that we're going to put it on the front page. And basically what he did was, you know, he went through all the things we're doing and how to get going and all that stuff, which is great, because, you know, if you can get an organization with 60,000 people to come in and look at things and get activated and start COSs in their own counties, that's the shot in the arm that we need, you know?
Yes. Yeah, we, you know, we're way behind. We really need to get it moving. You know, we're just, with what's happening in this country right now with, I mean, our elected officials, all the corruption that's coming out right now in Congress, we really need to be making waves.
Okay, in regards to a Committee of Safety Registry, if you go to the website, click on COS, second item down is a Committee of Safety Registry. We have 106 people who have signed up to create COSs throughout the country.
I was one of them.
In that list. They're listed by state, county, contact, the person that's going to do it, phone number, and date formed. And going through that complete list, the date formed is NA for each and every one. So if anyone has created a committee of safety, we have no knowledge of it. So if there's anybody on the call tonight that has created a committee of safety, please let us know. You can go to the website under the COS heading, and there is a heading where you can register your committee of safety. It's on the committee of safety registry page. Just punch the button and type in the information, the date, and so on. So far, we have no input information on anybody having formed a committee of safety.
And
well, I know that
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say that's not because they didn't form them. That's because they haven't told us about them. Because I know for a fact up there in the tri-state, they're active, and they need to put that, because if somebody wants to go to a committee of safety, hey, that's a resource for them to find you if they're living
but
next to your community.
There's also at least two committees of safety that are formed in Oregon. And there's two or three in the state of Washington that wasn't formed by NLA people.
Right.
And we need to find out about these that have already been formed by others, too.
Well, do you think that they would be opposed to us listing them as a committee of safety on our website? I mean, let's just ask them, hey, you got a committee of safety.
Well,
we want to put your information, your contact information on our site. That's what sites do. They disseminate information.
If you look at committee.org, there's a space there already set up for that. And the same thing could be placed on the NLA site.
Okay, we
need
a committee of one to track those down and get those names and that information then.
Yep.
Yeah, any place with that we can put the information where it makes it easier for people to connect up with those committees of safety, I'm all for that.
Well,
I'm just
saying the same thing that's on the committee.org could be placed on NLA, and that way we have two places there and we can share information.
Amen to that.
Whichever
Amen
one they
to
sign
that.
Up to.
I'm all
right.
for it.
Gerard?
Yeah.
Gerard, I've got a question. I went to the Committee of Safety Registry. There's no way of accessing that and putting in a date of when it was formed.
Exactly.
Just give us a call.
Also, we do have a meetup site on our site, so we could very easily link to the committee.org website and conversely.
Do we still have that meetup site? I thought we'd done away with that.
No,
it's there.
That's a different one.
Oh.
Hey, guys. There's even a Coalition of American Patriots off of that committee.org site, which ties right into what Gerard was talking about as far as trying to get the other like-minded patriot groups together and coalescing together.
Yeah, see, that's my site.
Okay.
And so I know it's on there. And,
okay, I didn't know that.
And the same information could be shared with the NLA site, too, to make it easier for everybody if they wished.
Well, look, we got 25 people on this call, so this is good homework. Everybody that can get information and start compiling it and putting it in, and if you can't get in there, we'll figure out why, you know what I mean? Get a hold of Jan or
get a hold of me.
Guys.
I'll be glad to get it posted for you. I would
right.
be delighted.
And Gary too, because, you know, I don't know what Gary's site's like, but, you know, go put it in. If it doesn't go in, give him a call. His numbers are there. So let's see
Robert.
How many we... Or that's what I meant, Robert. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Sorry about that, Robert.
Not a problem. I knew who you meant.
Yeah, so did I, but not
yeah, I'm the only thorn in everybody's side, and might as well blame it on Gary.
Well, yeah, right.
Good show, Robert.
So let's see how many sites we can get listed between now and next week. That's a goal right there.
There you
go. Come back next week and see how many we found, and let's see if we can get some of these meetup you know, put a blurb in there and reach out to them and see if they'll, you know, list their sites on our site. You know, invite them.
Yep. I mean, that's where the one committee we had for, you know, was set up to do. It was supposed to bring in the Liberty groups and have everybody listed on each other's sites, and we still need to do that. And with the cost, that would be an excellent idea to get all the Liberty groups listed and get them too interested in costs.
Exactly.
Yeah, because once you get a good
Meetup is a good place to find them.
That's right. There you go. And then once you got your costs listed on Meetup, I think that the COS, the local COS, should list on Meetup because they'll pick up local people that way.
That's right. But we need to be thinking about costs, not just on Thursday evening, but we need to be thinking about it every day. We need to be working at it. We need to start digging people out. You know, we need people. It would help if the welcome committee had the calls out to everybody and inform them about costs so that we could get more help in working on costs. But we can do it ourselves too. We can, if we have to start making calls to members and get them interested into helping the cost.
Robert, that's what I'm doing with the district or zone leaders and directors.
Right.
They will be making calls. I also talked to Ron Flick about if he gets completed with his welcome calls for the new people, if he could put a group of those callers into the time zones that they're really hurting for leadership and see if he can activate some of the old ones and stir them up a little bit. And I find that once you let them know of all the advancements we've got as far as the YouTube channels and the news tab enhancements, and the welcome committee is doing a very good job and on new people and so on, they get excited and
they're not doing much of anything. That's another one of my groups, and they need to get doing something. And I was glad to see you tie in with Ron on that, Gary. And we need to get going. I want to find some volunteers for the welcome committee also to start making calls, because we got to have some action on that. We can't just sit around and make plans and not have anything happening.
Hey, Gary. I took District 3 and 5 to help Ron out. I've been doing that for almost a month, and he asked me to do it, and I did it. This is David from Missouri, so you got one volunteer. He also said that you and he were working on a way to get some of these new members involved, like you were just discussing, so that then we could get some help. And not only will we contact the newer members quicker, but he talked about a whole big hierarchy of calls and connecting with district leaders and kind of roundabout. Not all the nuts and bolts of everything you're talking about, but I know you guys got a very detailed plan on having this unfold and get more people involved in the welcome committee. So, yeah.
And we're also trying to improve communications from the top down and the bottom up. And
exactly what
well,
he said.
That's exactly what we got to do with all these committees. I mean, we've got to get the bottom people and work up.
And also, we can't go on
with being top down all the time.
And we also need to find out, as we call, what kind of skills they have, because we certainly need people that can use Excel and Word. And to see, I talked to someone last night due to the fact they don't have a home, really, but an internet connection. But she says, I'm an expert with spreadsheets. I've volunteered many times, but nobody uses me. I said, well, you can count that over. You're on the list. So we need to find those people because, you know, people may have an hour here or there and get something done in a week that can be very helpful to various leaders. So,
well, no matter what committee, I'd be glad, I'd be happy as hell for an hour a week out of some of these people.
Right, and I think we're going to find a lot of that. We just need to get out there and stir the pot and find out what we got. We got some
If COSS is calling people, they're going to help the other committees also. The Welcome Committee. If they're calling people, they're going to help COSS. They're going to help the court observers. They're going to help all the other groups.
Absolutely.
And so we need to get the Welcome Committee to operating full bore and get people going.
Right.
I assume that they're including information on COS when they make their calls for the Welcome Committee.
Yep.
Yeah, I was going to say you might want to double check and make sure that they're stressing that,
right,
because that's really what's going to feed, you know, the common law grand jury is COSS, because they're going to be in a position to be dealing with the problems in the community,
right,
and that's where it's got to come from.
COSS is a very important committee right now. We have to make a move. I mean, if we got four or five formed COSSes, that's nothing. That's just a drop in a bucket. I mean, we need 3,133 or whatever it is, and so we've got to get moving. We've got to work smarter, not harder.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Go ahead.
I think every COSS should go on Meetup, because I'll tell you what, that Meetup in the beginning of NLA really fed us. It really did.
Well,
we got a lot of people in NLA through Meetup. I mean, you have to check it all the time, because you have people coming in. You can't let them sit there. You have to go through and see who's requesting to come in. But I think every COSS should be on Meetup.
Well, just like we are right now with the, you know, we've got, 6,000 members in NLA, and we're letting them sit. We got to get the Welcome Committee touching base with them as soon as they come in. We can't be letting them sit. And if the Welcome Committee is doing their job, the other committees are going to build from that. But you're right. We get them on Meetup. We can be going in. We can have people going in and bringing them over, whatever it takes. But we can work with that.
Can I share an idea here regarding what we're talking about? So, in the welcoming committee, when people are coming on board and we're going through the script that Ron and Gary worked with, you know, because there's like a 4 or 5 point script that we go through. Why don't we use the old sales organization technique where they say put down everybody you know in your circle of network of people you know and everything, and then find out what organizations they're involved in and what they're active in, and then try to find some way to talk to them about how can we talk to people in those organizations, whether it be their church or their prepper group. You know, half these people are probably in a prepper group or whatever, and then start finding a way through national leadership to push Committee of Safety through those people. I mean, I've worked in several sales organizations, and they always wanted my warm market. They could give a flying flip if I was a great salesman or not, but if they got a hold of my warm market, it didn't matter how the heck good I did. That they had people to talk to that whoever told them about them knew you, so you were a good referral, and that's what we can do, and that's how to tap into these new members while they're excited about their new membership, and say, hey, by the way, you know, and then kind of tie in there. I hope you guys understand what I'm trying to say.
I've been in sales too, and you're right, but to do that, you need to be, you know, these new members need to be called immediately when they sign up before the excitement leaves them.
Exactly.
And we've not been doing that. But we have to. And COSS is, I mean, COSS, all the other committees are actually suffering some because the new members are not being called right away. And
well, I can only do two districts. I can't speak for anybody else. That's enough for me to keep up on.
Well, I mean, if you're doing that in your district, well, then kudos to you. But we need everybody doing it. We need to activate the plans that we have. We need to fine-tune the plans that we have. We need to be working at it. We need to be thinking about it. We need to be, you know, pushing. But as far as, you know, our as we set up these COSs, we need to make sure that our core groups are educated on everything that they need to know. They need to know about where they can find information. They need to know where they can go for help. They need to know how to do everything, because we got to turn them loose once they're formed. And so our job is to make sure that they have the information prior to having to turn them loose, because that makes the difference between success and failure.
And if I understood you guys right, the state coordinators do that through the district leaders, is that correct?
Gary, can you answer that?
Is that who's ultimately responsible? Is that the chain of command as far as making that happen, which you were just talking about?
Well, the Gary, you're pushing the district leaders, right?
That's correct. And until we can get support from the Welcome Committee to call, the way I'm approaching it, and I would take any advice anyone could add to this, is to have the district or zone director, which is time zone, call the former district leaders to see if they're active, to see if they would like to fill a zone leader position. And if we don't have support from Welcome Committee, then all of them would call the state coordinators and see how many of those were active and if they would be willing to step up and help provide time or expertise or something of that nature, and then call the county organizers, which I think they're probably just like a member, but at least give them a shot and see how many, and then take a look and say, well, out of X number, we've got 25 people. Well, now you know what you can work with, and maybe put all 25 in to call in the members for a while and see how many are activated. And then the next move would be, I call that phase one, and then phase two would be moving into the committees of safety. And in the calling, we would stress especially the Constitution course. We find more activity if they complete that in the civics course. So we'll definitely stress that as we're calling these people and see if we can steer them there, because it's hard to work with people that don't understand what's in that document. And just because you take the course doesn't mean you're an expert by any means, but it does give you some ammunition. So that's what we're going to try to do, and I think the Welcoming Committee, I think they are asking if they've taken the Constitution, or if they're new people, encouraging them to take the Constitution, and I think they've got a path that leads up to that. So,
well, anyway, this being a cost call, I'm sorry, Gerard, I kind of took people off course a little bit, but...
No, that's what this
is
about.
I'll turn it back to you, Gerard.
Well, that was good, because that's what this is about, networking and building up these COSs and doing whatever we got to do to get them to go. And another thing I just realized is, when we get these Welcoming Committee calls and that, when we do our YouTube, we can advertise the COS. Hey, start your COS today. Go over here, committee.org. Go over here. National Liberty Alliance, click on this, start your Committee of Safety, get them to ask a question of what a COS is, just a real quick blurb on it on the end of a YouTube news thing, get your Committee of Safety today going, well, what's that? Well, go over here and look, whatever we could do.
Yes, but one of the questions that's in my mind is, we build in the COS, but does anyone really realize what their authority is as a COS? Are we teaching how we can make a difference, what we need to do are we teaching that the core group needs to be going to the city council meetings, the county commissioners meeting, and if we're finding people who are corrupt, do we realize that we can take those people out, that we can replace them? You know, if we have built our COS properly and we have the people of the county coming to meetings, whatever interval they want to make them, whether it's weekly, biweekly, monthly, or whatever, to where people know, the people in the county know, you know, we can take these corrupt officials out by filing a petition of recall, and it'll go to a vote of the people. And if we've done our job in informing the COSs, then probably the petition of recall is going to be successful. And in a county, if they are able to take one corrupt official out through recall, the rest of them are going to start falling in line. But that is the weapon that we have.
Yeah, and we've had a couple of committees of safeties on the local level that have done exactly that on the local level in their school boards, and they're good examples. And we probably should have been blowing their horn more around the NLA and on committee.org. Look at, we need to feature them. Look what this committee of safety did, you know what I'm saying? People don't hear about those things.
We need to blow that horn. I mean, any success that any committee of safety has, we need to use it.
And we should have a very simple explanation about the things that Committee of Safety does, and I know we do. I know we have an explanation of what a Committee of Safety is and how it operates. People need to read that and get familiar with it and understand what their power is. Like you said, I mean,
back in the days of our forefathers, they went in with clubs and pitchforks and took them out. But today we have to use it, you know, proper methods. And what I see is the best method is petition of recall.
Well, even just showing up to a meeting with 25 people and articulating your disapproval is very powerful, because a lot of the crap that goes on unopposed. Virtually unopposed, because people sit home and they let these people make laws and rules and do all kinds of unconstitutional crap, especially like your school boards.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. If we get once a committee of safety is formed, they need to have a group of people that's going to be at every one of the city council and county commissioners meetings, and they're going to let these commissioners and council members know that they are the Committee of Safety. And
well,
they need to say, look, we're constitutional, we are common law, and if we don't like what you're doing, we're going to let you know we don't like it. And there's going to be some members, council members, commissioners that are not going to like somebody trying to usurp their power, what they think they have as power. And so most cases you're going to have somebody you're going to need to file a petition of recall against to assert the Committee of Safety's power.
Good morning.
Well, so, let me tell you what could happen. Okay, every committee of safety should assign, people should volunteer to do each particular meeting, like you said. They should have somebody who's watching, just like our court watchers.
Yep.
And the minute they go off track, that's when you bring the group of 25 in. You know what I'm saying? Eventually,
well, yes,
when that
somebody,
one person is in there watching, they're going to behave because they're going to look at you. You got to watch what you say. This guy's going to go get his committee of safety, and before you know it, he's going to be back here with 50, 60, 70 people. So you see,
well,
you
like
become
to,
more powerful.
I'd like to teach that that they need to have a group from each committee of safety that's going to attend every meeting, and one of them should be a spokesman. And then if there's something important come up, then they can go back to the committees of safety and say, hey, we need to fill up the meeting room with as many people as we can put in there.
And eventually those people, those legislators, those school board members or whatever, will get to know the committee of safety people, and the power of the one will be more powerful because they won't want to bring on the power of the group. So
well,
one guy can say, hey, you guys are going, that's not constitutional. So one guy could actually do the job of the 25 once they've asserted themselves.
That's
and
right.
So then you can spread out to more and more different, you know, meetings, more public, you know, governmental things that are going on, because the group will get to be known in the community and they won't want to mess with you. And so that's,
well, that's
the
right.
power.
And that's where we have to be.
Gerard?
You know, we're a committee of safety is like a shadow government.
Right. Yes. What was that, Gary?
Yeah, what we're doing in the seven counties we set up here is we're doing exactly what Robert said. We're encouraging them to go to meetings, the board meetings, the school board meetings, get involved in the community. And we've also taught to a limited extent, and we follow what they are called in Illinois, the Edgar County Watchdogs, who've been very
there
effective.
Yeah.
I would encourage everyone that's involved in setting up a committee to get their newsletter. And they've been very effective. Two guys, ex-military guys, got involved with the Park Board District. And they did have a relationship with their sheriff. And at the one meeting, it got a little heated, and they were getting up to leave. And he blocked the door. He says, you're under citizen's arrest. And they came out and arrested the whole Park Board. And from there, they got even more effective. The newspaper was, they had an excellent arm. The Committee of Correspondence is essentially what it is, their newsletter, and they get
good
circulation, and they put the newspaper out of business because they were putting out all the lies. Small community, but they were effective. And since that time, they've had over 200 public officials resign, and they've saved many, many dollars on a severance package to a college president. He essentially lost $750,000. The board had approved. The whole board was replaced. And they're up to as high as the Auditor General of Illinois now. And typically when they go into a boardroom, board meeting, the board leaves out the back door because they're so corrupt and they've seen the results of them. So that's what we teach, pulling FOIAs. And if it's not on an open meeting agenda, they can't discuss it. And you can just shut it down right there. And
right.
So we are teaching that. The biggest problem, I think Robert addressed, is getting the people. We didn't have that big a number of people join it. And, you know, to be effective, you need people that are educated or at least will try to be educated. And I've been hammering that with our Lake County, right in my county here, since they started 6 months ago. And there isn't one of them that's finished the Constitution course. One finally got to Chapter 10. But we're very ineffective so far. And we really need to, as Robert says, we need to get these people out and running with proper instructions. And I know you got the handbook and that's pretty deep detailed, but it still doesn't hit the real hot points. And I think anyone that has that expertise, if they could write up, you know, how do you get these, what's required of these people? You know, they kind of volunteered, and, you know, the guy that was the secretary, he can't take notes, you know, so that makes it kind of ineffective. Yeah. And the chairman, he refuses to take the course. I know him well. He's 84, so I kind of forgive him. But, you know, he just refuses to take that, and he will not put on an agenda for the meeting. So all of that is difficult and needs to be refined, because I think that's the biggest stumbling block. If we get them out of there, get them educated, and then I think the community coming in, they've got something to follow. And
right. Well, Mark, once the community starts seeing the good, more and more is going to want to be members.
True.
And even if a small group goes to a county commissioner's meeting, a school board meeting, whatever it is, and they're standing up and objecting to things that they don't like, or you know, whatever, arguing for what's right, there's going to be people at that meeting that don't know anything about who the COS is, but they're going to like that the people are standing up and arguing for what's right, and they're going to ask questions about who they are and what they're doing, and they're going to want to become members. So, you know, everything that the core group or the groups that are signed by the core group to go to these meetings, everything they do is going to be watched by members of the community. And so when they see somebody is taking action, you know, I tell people all the time, just talking quite often doesn't do a bit of damn good, that you have to take action. Because, I mean, if you notice, you go into a group and you want to get a point across, and you're just talking in a normal voice, there's going to be others trying to talk over you, and nobody is paying attention to what you're saying. So when I say take action, I mean stand up and raise your voice, and people are going to shut up and they're going to pay attention to what you're saying. And there's going to be more people take interest. There's going to be more people that's going to want to be members of the COS. And they're just going to keep growing. But we've got to get them started first. We've got to get them moving.
Well, I think it's very important to be able to go to a meeting like that and have the knowledge to be able to point out the particular thing that's unconstitutional. Now,
right.
Some of it is very blatant and you can pet it. But if you don't really know the Constitution, you might miss it. And so, you know, if you can pick out a point where they're doing something that's blatantly unconstitutional, then all you got to do is run with that. You can say, look, the Constitution says this, and this is what you're doing. That's treason. That's whatever. That goes against what we're supposed to be doing here. And that's what you ram down their throats, because they can't answer those fundamental principles. So if you don't know those fundamental principles, you're going to have a harder time identifying it.
Well, that's where the spokesman for the group that attends those meetings needs to have a knowledge of the Constitution.
Right, because he could carry the whole group. Because he could say, point one, two, and three is what we're going to run with, because that's where they were wrong. And you could take their words and you could just ram it down their throats. Everybody's going to read those things. What the heck is that? They're gonna see that, and that's an education in itself. Just figuring out those points. Now, look at when you go to these local meetings and stuff, you're always gonna come across basically the same constitutional issues at that level. You're not gonna find presidential constitutional issues, needless to say, right? You're not gonna find congressional issues. You're gonna find stuff on the local level, and so you should get real good at that real fast,
right?
You know. And
you got to remember, if you can control the corruption at the local level, you control it at the national level.
That's right, because if it doesn't get a foothold, it won't grow. It's, you know,
that's
you
right.
cut it out early. And so, you know, it's important. And so a point that Brent brought up on the Monday night call was, look it, if you do anything for 10 minutes a night, in 10 years you can be an expert. So do it for 20 minutes a night and make it 5 years, and do it for 30 minutes and make it 2 years. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So
yep.
It's not that hard, and you don't have to know every chapter and verse and subsection of the Constitution, but it certainly pays to know, you know, the basis, and you'll get it. You'll understand it because it's pretty common sense. It's common law, common sense for common people. So
that's
you
right.
will catch, if it doesn't seem right, it's probably not. And
if you
hear something and you don't think it's right, then you ask somebody who does know.
If people just read the Constitution through twice and then read it again paragraph by paragraph and read it again line by line and make sure that you understand every word that's written, and if you don't, look it up to make sure you understand it, then you've got a pretty good handle on what the Constitution is and what it says.
What was that little guy's name? He was a comedian, but he went through, I don't know if it was the Pledge of Allegiance, and he broke each word down. I think Paul Harvey put it on, but
Red Skelton.
Red Skelton did a real good job.
Yeah, Red Skelton.
Did a real good job. And, you know, you hear that thing, and you hear it, and you hear it, and you hear it. But when he went through it, it made a whole lot more, had a whole lot more meaning at the end of it, didn't it?
Well, if you don't know what every word means, you miss a lot of the meaning.
That's right. And that's what he did. He expounded and expanded upon every word.
Yes. And you have to. I mean, the Constitution says a whole lot more than what you think it says. So
yeah,
long as you know what those each word says, what it means, what the definitions are, and it says it speaks volumes more than what you think.
Well, this has been pretty good. So we got our homework cut out for us. Let's get these Committee of Safeties listed where they are. Let's try to get them listed on the websites and maybe even activated on Meetup, because I think Meetup is very powerful for people that, you know, look at, if you think about it, people that know about Meetup, they move in an area and they go on look for liberty groups and stuff. That's a good place to be for people to find you.
Absolutely.
And so let's get that activated and our welcoming committee and get people going, and then let's see how many, you know, once I think just listing them and having everybody be able to go in and be able to look at them, and I think that alone is going to be powerful, because people will be able to find them and be able to network and call them and ask questions. And look,
right.
I don't care if you're in California and you don't know something about a committee of safety, and you go in and you're calling people. You could call somebody in New York that's on that committee. They're going to help you. Doesn't
right.
have to be somebody in your own community. It could be somebody else that's running theirs and is going to give you advice, right?
That's right.
So that's the whole idea
with
this thing.
But if the Welcome Committee is calling the new people as they come aboard, that's going to make them feel better about the MLA. That's going to, and that's a way to get them excited. And if you ask them the right questions, you're going to get a lot of good answers from everyone that joins. And you're going to have them calling their friends and say, hey, I'm really excited about this group I just joined. And they're going to tell them about MLA. But if we let them set, they're going to be disgusted. They don't want friends to even know that they joined us.
Right.
So it's important that we're touching base with them, that we're taking care of them, that we're, you know, as far as finding out who they are and what their skills are and make sure they know where to find things on the website or how to find the things on the website. Make sure they know about the website.
And anybody on here that has a committee of safety that's having success with anything, they should send us the story so that we can feature it, that we can throw it on the website, we can throw it on NLA News, you know what I mean? Because that will serve to animate the rest of the people. Oh, look what this little committee of safety did over here. Like he said, they had 200 people, 200 officials quit. That's good news. We should throw that right out there. We should document where that was, and that should be one of the stories that we feature.
And we'll
COS success in such and such town, right?
And we'll have that same success in every county once it gets moving.
Yeah. It'll snowball, I'm telling you.
Yes, it will.
So let's get everybody, let's get them listed first. Let's get everybody, I mean, that's the homework for next week. Let's try to get all the committees of safety listed and move some of these ideas forward. If you got any success stories, send them in so that we can feature them. And let's get people activated. Let's get them going.
Let's get excited and make it happen.
Yeah, I agree. So I think we did pretty good. It's like 2 minutes to ten. Anybody got anything else? Got nothing else. Everybody's got their homework. They know what to do. Okay.
See you next week.